Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, Kimmy. I miss you.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm okay. I genuinely miss you so much.
I know. I miss you, too.
It's wild.
It's crazy that, I've been here so long.
Yeah, it truly is. Like, it's starting to set in that you're, gone, and it feels like longer than a vacation now, and it's making me sad.
Yeah, I feel like a part of the community.
I still haven't sent you clothes and vibrator over, just because
I know you're hanging on to that vibrator. I know you sleep with her every night. There's a rumble, rumble in your bed, and it's me, a Colin.
It's just, it's my comfort object. It's my security blanket.
Why do I feel like you're not kidding? I don't know. Curious. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's been a long one. It's been a crazy few weeks in the world.
It truly has. I mean, I don't know. It's been, I've been excited to get out of the house a little bit. I got to go back to the Gas Digital Studios on Friday for the first time.
How did that feel? Was the air all purified?
I thought it was going to be really great, but so what happened was I was exercising before I went in, which is a huge thing for me. It's obviously I've turned over a new leaf, and that's great.
Yeah, who are you even,
right? But I was in the backyard, getting my dance moms on. I was trying to do spins and jumps and turns that I haven't done in 10 years, and I was getting I was becoming very proud of myself. I was wow, I didn't think that you could still nail some of this shit, and you're doing it.
Don't you love that?
It was fantastic. But I went for this really big jump, and I landed kind of weird, and I was that probably wasn't good. But I felt fine, and I kept jumping around for an extra hour, and it was fine. And then I was so excited to go to the studio, and I got there, and I walked out of the car to the studio, and I smoked a joint with Bobby and Frank. Everything was normal. And then we went inside and sat down for 10 minutes, and I tried to stand up, and I literally could not step on my ankle.
No.
I literally just couldn't. There was I couldn't apply pressure to it. And over the course of 20 minutes, it was just getting more and more dramatic, where I was Frank, you don't think it could be broken, do you?
Oh, no.
It was maximum drama. And I was I need an ace bandage. And fucking, I'll take this platform right here to say that Frank looked at me and he was I'm too high to walk to the corner with you. Let alone offering to go there for me, he wouldn't even go with me.
Francis.
So I got up. I was you could do this. You're just going to put pressure on the foot. You're going to get yourself an ace bandage, wrap it up, come back. You're going to feel better and do this show.
Right.
And Kim, when I tell you, I walked from Gas Digital to Sunny and Annie's on the corner.
Sunny and Annie's, best deli shop in New York. If you want
the best deli ever.
It's the best deli.
I walked there like a zombie, literally moaning every time I had to step on the foot. I was giving off that New York energy where you know, when you see somebody on the street and you're I'm just not going to go near that person. They've got something going on.
Yeah.
I was that person on my first day out of quarantine, and it hurt my fucking feelings.
No, I understand that. Honestly, I think Frank would have probably gone with you if you would have told him you were going to Sunny and Annie's.
I did.
Oh, damn. France, he must have not have been hungry.
Yeah, and then I got there and there was no ace bandage, so I had to just drag myself back.
So I got a sandwich.
I had to drag myself back, And the embarrassment that hit, I sat down on the couch, I like iced it for like 20 minutes. And I swear to God, I stood up like nothing happened. Like it literally didn't hurt at all. I was 100% fine. The amount of drama that I doled out to Bobby and Frank is embarrassing me until this moment.
No, it's not a good feeling. I understand that. I was actually, this is fucked up, but like when I hurt myself in jujitsu, I like made that big drama scene. Remember we talked about where I like screamed and cried and the whole class came over and I got all this attention. And then I was literally, after I got my MRI, relieved that my bone was fractured because I was like, at least it was something.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they were like, it was just a sprain and I did all that? Basically, what you did.
Yeah, no, really. I was looking it up. I was like, oh, the internet says it's going to be sprained for 2 to 3 weeks. Like, this sucks. I'm not going to be able to do anything. I was complaining. Like, it was bad. It 1 hour later, I was literally hopping around perfectly fine. I don't know what happened.
I'm sick of it. Every time I do something, something hurts.
Well, yeah, that's like, it's honestly a big fear of mine is like injuring myself. And I've decided to try to overcome it by buying a pair of rollerblades, which I'm not good at.
That was a terrible idea.
Yeah, but like, I'm not physical at all. I obviously need childish activity.
Yeah, you were excited when you said you were skipping outside. Like you had never moved before. You're like, yeah. You wouldn't believe it, Kim. I twirled and then I skipped and I lived to tell you.
And then I hurt myself.
But turns out I wasn't hurt. I just thought I was hurt because I haven't walked before. So my feet didn't understand what the pressure of ground under them was.
That's actually what it is. Like, I'm in such bad shape. I need to do something. Like, I ordered myself these, like bright pink, like, knee pads, elbow pads, wrist pads situation. Like, I'm gonna be hot on the block in these rollerblades. I don't know what to tell you.
You're going to be hot on the block, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh God. Hell's bells. I'm gonna be hot on the block. I'm gonna see all the Jimmies around town.
I'm gonna be the belle of the ball in this neighborhood.
Don't be a negative Nancy. I'm gonna be hot to trot once I get my things. Alex, who are you?
Cam, you're just jealous that you can't come skating with me.
I might find a man, do the horizontal polka.
I went to the lengths of calling up my high school friend and having her come over so that I could try her rollerblades on so that I could make sure that I'd be able to do it before I bought my own.
That's actually smart. I would never put that much effort into something. I would just be like, oh, you know, I'll return it. And then I'd buy it and then I wouldn't be able to rollerblade. And then they'd sit in a corner in the box to be returned for long enough till one day after the return date's over.
I finally decide. I'm still kind of on the fence as to whether I could rollerblade. Like, it went okay. I didn't fall, but it's because I was like robotically stagnant. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fucked up. It's a risk you take every time you go, though. You know what I mean? Like, you could have a good session and you might not go out there not knowing that's your last.
It's true. And I broke my arm rollerblading as a kid, which was my last time doing it before last Sunday.
Hell no. You wouldn't catch me in there. My entire neck and face just started itching. I don't know why.
Did you eat something that you have never eaten before?
I don't know. I'm falling apart. I've been to the doctor so many fucking times.
I know. I was like, Kim, do you want to go back to the doctor?
I just went. I just went to the gynecologist. I had to get a vagina exam. And this bitch, the doctor walks in. This bitch.
Male or female?
Female. Well, first, let me tell you. Let me get a sip of this water.
What a jug. Go you.
Yeah, I just can't wash cups anymore. I'm past that. So I go to the doctor's office. You know how they have the nurse that like brings you in and weighs you and does all that stuff? So she brings me in, she weighs me, blah, blah, blah. She tells me to go in the room. And mind you, I've been to the gynecologist. I do my thing. I go every 3 years like I should. I get my vagina exams. I know the deal. You go every 3 years.
How often?
It used to be every year, but they changed it every 3 years, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Oh my God. I still thought it was every year. I haven't been in about 3 years and I thought I was extremely late, but I guess I'm right on time.
You're right on time. You should make an essay. You probably need to go next week. So yeah, I go every 3 years. I get it. I know the whole deal. Listen, I know there are some guys that are listening to this podcast. And if you don't know what goes on during a, like a pap smear or any of that, they basically, you go in there, they tell you to take off all your clothes. They put you in a gown. They have a chair there with literal stirrups. There's stirrups that you put your feet in that are raised higher. So your feet are up in the air, like baby delivery position.
Mm-hmm.
And first they start by rubbing your tits, which is honestly my favorite part, low key. And they do that for a while and they're like,
you're referring to an actual breast exam for.
Yeah. Then they like a little, you know, if you let them. And
then they blow a couple of raspberries on your belly just to make you comfortable.
if my doctor blew a raspberry on my belly, I would feel more assaulted than if they actually like sexually assaulted me.
Let me ask a question. At what age is it inappropriate for a pediatrician to blow a raspberry on a child's belly to make them comfortable?
I don't think you should ever blow on a child's belly that's not yours.
I guess this is not a doctor thing, but like, but like, you know how like for a baby, a doctor will be all like tickly and cute. Like
yeah.
At what age is the doctor not supposed to be like familial and sweet with a baby anymore?
I think honestly, and I think this is a really good answer, looking at the kids I've known, they start feeling awkward around like 5 or 6.
I think that's a good answer. I was going to say maybe even 4.
I think 4 is the last year you could tickle a kid and have them be like, all right, this, you're not a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't tickle a strange child over the age of 4, but like under 4, they're kind of fair play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're fair play for tickling under 4.
Okay.
That's the age to tickle. That's why their skin feels all soft. You want to tickle it.
It's literally just drawing you in for the tickle.
It's a tickle skin. That's what it's called. It should be called tickle skin. It's so your fingers are smooth when you run across it, like when you pet a dolphin.
Oh my God. Why is that so true?
Have you ever pet a dolphin?
Dolphin skin is like,
Dolphin skin, honestly, it feels like wet silicone.
Zero blemishes ever.
If one dolphin can just drop his skincare routine.
I mean, if there's a dolphin out there with a blemish, like I feel bad for you. We all know you're the fucking loser of the group.
If you're a dolphin with a blemish, literally tweet at us so we can roast you. Okay. So anyways, I go to this gynecologist and the lady and the nurse lady, she brings me into the room. She's like, so we're going to have to ask you. And I'm like, when I go to get a pap smear, I've done this so many times. I'm so comfortable. I'm almost confident in it. It almost gives me a high. Like I almost feel slutty how comfortable I am.
You've been waiting to see a pussy like this all day, bitch.
Right. I'm like, I know you've seen some tough stuff. Here's a little, you know what my pussy is at the gynecologist? My pussy is the coffee beans you smell at perfume shops in between perfumes.
Oh, okay. You're the palate cleanser.
I'm the ginger to the sushi. Okay.
You're the palate cleanser. You're okay. I really like that. Honestly, I couldn't feel more opposite. I'm like, ashamed isn't the word. Like the fact that
Alex, you're like, this is going to leave a bad taste in their mouth for a while.
Something about the position of your legs, it's just so in their face. I'm like, this is rude. This is just rude to anyone. Like,
you know what I get high off? Already having my butt scooted down before they ask.
You're telling me that you scoot your butt to the place that they want it without them asking? Because that's insane. Yes. They want it off the fucking table.
They want off the table in the air. They want you to almost be able to queef.
That's almost like a dancer trait in you where you're like, they're not going to need to ask me where to stand or tell me to fucking fix my foot. I'm going to be right. Like you just want to be the perfect gynecologist patient.
I want to be the Maddie to whatever the gynecologist,
you're Abby on the Lee top of the pyramid. You are a platinum gynecologist patient.
Yeah, no, I'm truly the best. I go up there, I shave for them. I mean, I had one traumatic experience with a gynecologist, never again. One day I went like rogue. I was like, you know what? I was just having a bad day. I was like, I'm not going to shave my legs. And I looked at my doctor. My doctor was like this old ass lady. I was like, fuck it. And when I went in, they gave me a 27-year-old male model that I wanted to date. And my legs were hairy. My toes, my big toes had 3 hairs on them each.
I'm going to quote you from a previous podcast because I think of this once a week. I think of this story once a week because you were like, Alex, my toenails were offensive.
They were. They were. It was a hate crime. It was like I did it to him. Like, I must have known him.
I'm sorry, but if you're 27 and like an OBGYN already, it's like, who are you? What's happening with you?
I'm getting to the point where I've had doctors younger than me now, and I'm like, damn, I'm getting old.
Yeah, I'm like unaccomplished. Like, damn, look at me. Like, wow, you're a doctor. You probably have a house and like a wife and a baby on the way.
Drinking a public spring water out of the gallon.
But honestly, look at how much of that gallon you finished. Like, you're ahead of somebody today.
This is from 6 days ago, baby.
Oh, never mind. I take it back.
So yeah. Oh yeah. So I go. Wait. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. I'm getting distracted by the gynecologist. So I go in. It's and this nurse, she's acting like we should be switched places. Like, I'm so confident and everything. And she's like, you're going to have to like pull your clothes off. And you're just going to have to put this thing out. It might feel a little uncomfortable. And I'm like, all right. By the time she's done talking, my
boobs are out. You're like, give me the clamp. I'll do it myself.
I'm butt naked already waiting for her to hand me the thing. So then she hands it to me. I wasn't naked. She walks out of the room as I'm getting dressed. And I put it on, my butt's still out, and my butt is facing the door. So I'm looking away from the door. The nurse lady opens the door again without knocking. My butt's out. And she goes, oh, sorry. Before we start, and I just look back with my butt out. She goes, are you on your menses? Which is the grossest way to ask if I'm on my period.
No. Ew. Also, I'd like to point out that the OBGYN's office is the place where you're most likely to be interrupted while you're taking your clothes off. I don't know why. You would think they would be the most respectful and give you 10 full minutes before they walk into the fucking room like some other places do.
They give you 3.5 seconds to get this apron on that is like a puzzle. Have you ever tried to fold up one of those reflector things that goes in the car?
Yes.
That is that.
It's like taking a tent down and putting all the places back in.
It's crazy. It is structurally building something. It's IKEA furniture. It is complicated. There are holes in places. The way the arm part is curved, it's like the sofa love seat couch curve.
You have a maximum of 17.2 seconds. To take your jeans off and shit. It's crazy.
You have to take, in literally 33 seconds. In 33 seconds, you need to take your shoes off, your socks off, your pants off, your underwear off, your shirt off, your hoodie off. If you brought a backpack or a purse, put it to the side. Take all of those things, fold them up nicely so you don't look like some pig who just has their dirty underwear laying around the gynecologist.
You can't just toss them like you would at home.
No.
It's crazy because I never fold anything at home. But in the doctor's office, I make them think that all my laundry is done and everything's like in place in my bedroom. It's
the way they think I'm clean. You have to fold it all up. Then you have to fucking take this thing out. You have to go to it like this until it opens like that. And then there's just like multiple holes in it. You don't know if your pussy should be out, your ass should be out, your titty should be out. And by the time you
the titties being out is a question. I'm never sure if in this particular office I should put it on like a robe from the back so that I could just like expose them.
I go vest style, baby. I leave
and
the
it kind of looks cute
open.
Then because then you're like laying down with the stirrups up and it almost looks like chic. Like you could like leave it open so that you have like a little bit
baby
of
girl,
inner
it looks like it looks like a sexual scene from Game of Thrones.
It's
you're draped
hot,
in silk and I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, so. Anyways, go on.
So she comes in. She's like, are you on your menses? And I was like, no. And she closes the door. She's like, sorry. And then closes the door. She's like this squirrely bitch. She's so annoying. Like I feel bad for her at first because you ever have someone around you where they make you automatically feel like you're bullying them?
Yeah. No, you're giving me the sense that she was not, it's not that she was like instructed as part of her job to say menses, like she just grew up saying menses.
She
always been saying menses.
Frances said, on your menses, ill. Was it Dr. Harrington?
Why is that something Harrington would say?
He would say menses. I don't know why, but he would. So yeah, she was like, are you on your menzies? And I was like, no. And she walks out. And then so she walked in like literally while I was changing. And then the fucking doctor doesn't. And and when she's getting the gown ready, she's like preparing all the stuff. She's like, oh, I'm going to get this out. She like got out two bottles of lube. She's like, we're not going to use both of these, but I want the doctor to have her choice. She was explaining to me everything she was doing instead of just like shutting the fuck up and letting me scroll on TikTok with my legs open and waiting for the doctor. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to walk through. I was like, I'm damn near 30. This is not my first.
The idea of this woman putting things on a counter and turning around to see your pussy and your face behind it practicing the savage dance is my favorite thing. You got a phone in your hand. And you're like, in stirrups, laying down.
Oh man, that would be good. I honestly missed a chance to go viral there.
You did.
I could set it up on a little tripod and then do the savage in the stirrups.
Mm-hmm. But, and then just put like a little heart over your pussy in the video.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. Damn it.
Guys, let's take a quick second to talk about our new sponsor, Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams specializes in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, aka bud, and pre-roll CBD joints. Let me tell you guys, these things are awesome. Not only is it like actual flower, like it looks like weed, it'll trick you like by looks, but as soon as you smoke it, you're like, wow, I feel all of the chill without any of the high. Like if that's what you're looking for, this is exactly what you need.
Yeah, it's perfect for people that enjoy to smoke but don't like to get the paranoid feeling that smoking weed actually gives you. CBD just like makes you feel calm. And Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD, shipping legally to all 50 states. Join the group of men and women who want to smoke their CBD. As a Gas Digital listener, you probably know about the great effects of CBD and Cushy Dreams. Smoke your CBD because you can.
I have to tell you, Kim, about a week ago, my mom was like, just in this state of panic, like she was just straight up not doing well. And I was like, you want to smoke some weed? Like maybe if you get high, you'll feel better. And she was like, no, I don't want to be high right now. I have all of these things to do. She was just being all crabby. I had the brilliant idea to light up one of the Cushy Dreams pre-rolls.
Yes.
Yep. Pre-rolled joints. And I promised her, I was like, mom, this isn't going to get you high. It's just going to calm you down. I promise. Just smoke it. And I was able to convince her. And when I tell you, her entire vibe turned around, she did a 180 in about 10 minutes. That is like, to me, all that I need to know about this product. If it worked on Angela, it's going to work on you.
You heard that? Endorsed by Angela. It's grown in California and Oregon. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. The attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful flower. It's 100% hand-trimmed, never machine-trimmed. They take their artisan approach. Every run is small batch. It goes through independent lab testing, compliance, and purity. And each batch is slow-cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. I mean, this company really cares. Cushy Dreams has CBD flower and pre-rolls. They come in specific indica sativa blends like Energy, Hustle, and Dream. I'm telling you guys, don't sleep on these. I'm telling you, they make your body feel so good. It's chill. I love having something to just smoke too. You could smoke these and just go out. You could smoke these and have a little CBD before you go to a picnic. You can bring it to the family picnic because it's CBD. Give it to grandma.
So go to cushydreams.com and at checkout, use promo code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X. You're going to get 20% off your first order. This is an exclusive discount just for Gas Digital listeners, and there's absolutely no better offer out there. So go there, cushydreams.com, promo code TOPICS, 20% off. Smoke your CBD because you can.
All right, let's get back into it. So then they take fucking forever. Now I'm naked. She leaves the room. They take fucking forever. Probably a good 15 minutes. I'm naked in the stirrups waiting. Now I'm like, this is kind of fucked up because my pussy's getting cold and dry.
Also, she could have come in with that interruption at any point after those 15 minutes instead of while you were still changing.
I lied. My pussy wasn't dry at this point. At this point, I haven't been in the stirrups yet. The doctor walked in. Then she was like, no, was I in the stirrups? I think I was. I was pre-stirruped, which is wrong. I feel like they should have stirruped me after the doctor came in.
Yeah. There's absolutely, come to think of it, no reason to be in the stirrups.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm looking back. This is like a story of a kid that just realizes their uncle did something weird.
So I'm like, you know what? The nurse wanted to maybe see you.
Maybe ass to mouth with uncle wasn't the Monopoly car chance card and he just read something else. Yeah, no. So I'm in the stirrups. Then this bitch starts talking to me, blah, blah, blah. She, the doctor comes in flip-flops. In flip-flops.
Mm-mm.
The gynecologist in flip-flops.
I have so many questions. I'm shocked. I need to just let the audience know that Kim actually told me this part of the story beforehand. So, like, my shock might not be reading on my face, but I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. I have so many questions. Like, were these flip-flops, like, at least doctorly? Like, were they, like, Tory Burch or were they, like, old
Navy? They were like, hey, I'm a wife of a man who owns real estate and I'm going to the beach this afternoon.
These are not sandals that strapped over her foot, but
they were thong
flops with a thong in the middle.
Between the toe. They were thong beach flops. Overstrapped would have been more respectful. Like if they were like slides. Walked in with some Nike slides and some high top socks, I would have respected it more.
Overstrapped is completely acceptable. And especially, I mean, adding the socks is a huge deal because it's like, I do feel as though the doctor's toes shouldn't be out during a vaginal exam.
Absolutely not. Could you imagine if I squirted on a toe?
I mean, what is like, I just like, I don't want to see your toes while my pussy's in your face because I'm going to think of like your toes touching my pussy for absolutely no reason.
I just I don't want your toes and my pussy being in the same air if we not fucking.
Yeah, I don't want them sharing air. Exactly.
I don't want to share air with your toes and my puss.
Like now my pussy is on your feet somehow and your feet are in my pussy somehow and I could just sense it. Like
I basically fucked your feet.
I would be giving a glance at the flip-flops. Like I would make her feel insecure about them just through a look, I think.
I looked at them and she kind of made a joke. She was like, yeah, sorry. And like did something like that.
Oh, she acknowledged it.
Yes. So she knew it was off.
She knew it was wrong. So then she knew that was wrong.
Well, I skipped a part. Before the doctor came in and when the nurse was collecting all the things, she looks in the sink. She goes, ew, what's this doing in there? And pulls out a used needle out of the sink.
Don't say it out loud. That's like,
don't say it. It's when you're gay in the army. Is that what you were about to say?
I was going to say like when you're a kid and you fuck something up and you go like, oops. And you realize that if you didn't say oops, like it would have just gone unnoticed forever.
So like when you're gay in the army and you were doing the most innocent example.
Your example was so much funnier and so much better. But like, yeah, just don't say anything.
So you don't get hurt.
It's crazy. Like,
yeah, and she's like, ooh, that's nasty, and, like, took it out. And then the doctor puts us the clamp. So it's this clamp thing, right? So let's say this is a pussy. And they put this clamp thing, and it goes like this.
It's the opposite of a clamp. I always call it a clamp, too, but it's an anti-clamp, really. It unclamps you.
It's the thing that's closed. Let's imagine it's like a metal duck beak.
It's a duck bill, yeah.
Yeah, a duck bill. And then it goes in. Francis said a spreader, which is a way better name.
That's not the name for it. I promise.
Definitely
it's not called a
spreader.
But
it's a good name because that's what it do. So
they put that in. It's called a speculum. I just looked it up.
They have these new things now, these new speculums now, and they have lights in them automatically. So she puts the speculum in, she opens it, and it starts shining in my pussy.
The fact that it took until 2020 to have speculums with a headlight is crazy.
You would think it's like in such a dark area, you would need a little light.
It's like anytime a man goes into a deep tunnel, like to go like mining, like he's always got a light on his head. This is the same thing, just on a smaller scale.
Exactly. A very, very tight little gorilla grip tunnel.
It's just a little cavern, a little gorilla grip cavern. A
little gorilla grip cavern that you just get sucked into and then you can't help but your penis starts throbbing and then you come. I don't know. It's just this thing.
That's cool though. I'm kind of into like the idea of like shining a light up that bitch.
So yeah. Oh, so she's in my pussy.
Okay.
She's in my vagina. And this bitch, she goes to the nurse, and the nurse is so annoying. The doctor's trying to talk to me, and I kind of low key, even though she's not wearing shoes, I fuck with the doctor. Like, I like her vibe. She's like this chill lady. She just seems like you'd want to hang out with her outside the office. Like, she's like,
even though she's not wearing shoes is such a, just a funny
she's,
ass
even
thing.
Though she's not wearing shoes during my vaginal exam she's not wearing shoes during my vaginal exam and she has a dirty needle in her sink, she's like hella cool, right? Like,
I respect her. Yeah, okay.
I don't know why, like, I respect this lady. Like, it didn't make me that mad, I don't know. And so, and I'm vibing with her, she's asking me questions like, oh, when was your last period? And they're questions that the nurse already asked you, but doctors always ask again in case you have more details and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they say, I see your last period. And the nurse kept jumping in. I was like, her last period was on the 20th. She's not on her menses. And she said menses again. And I was like, can you shut up? So then the doctor has a speculum thing in my vagina, right? And she goes to the lady and she's like, okay, because they do like a, sometimes they do a swab to make sure everything's kosher in there.
That pap smear, baby.
Yeah, so she asks, there it is. There's the speculum and there's the swab.
There's that swab. And by the way, you could even see right there that the end of the swab literally looks like a fucking mascara application product. Like, it's not even soft. It actually like scratches your pussy to like get some skin out and shit. It hurts.
Let me tell you right now, the fact that that thing is metal like that, it's fucked up. Let me tell you, the best thing about Corona was the fact that they use plastic ones now and they threw it away after they used mine. That before was a metal one that was just put into multiple pussies.
I never thought about that.
And for me, that's like sharing a vibrator, one, even if you disinfect it afterwards. Two,
like sharing a cold metal vibrator. Two,
can
like
can we bring up the picture of it again? Because I have a bone to pick. Look at it. How do you get the pussy juice from underneath the nuts and bolts and the cracks of that thing perfectly?
Wow, you don't, Kim. That's a really good point. Look at the connections on that. They're so old school.
They're so like old school. Drill. There has to be old pussy in there.
Dude, how long do you think they stay like you could use the same speculum for? I'll bet years and years they last.
Probably until she starts rusting.
Yeah, I mean, there could literally be some like 40-year-old pussy juice in that,
dude. And so they had plastic ones, which was nice. So then the lady has this thing inside of me and she looks to the nurse, she goes, okay, can I have the cotton swab? And the nurse goes, she binds you, she spent 15 minutes preparing everything else she didn't need, and she's like, I even knew before the exam started she would need that cotton swab. I don't even work there. I've just had like 6 of these exams in my mm-hmm. life. And she goes, I don't have it here. And by the way, the speculum thing, it hurts when it's inside of you and open. It doesn't feel good. There's a heavy thing hanging out of you. And you can feel it. If you move a little, it like bounces with your body. It's like heavy. It's pulling on your skin. It's a lot.
It's like in opposition with your bones. Like when they slide it in, it's uncomfortable, but when they crank it open, like your pelvic bones are like just on either side of it and it's like stuck in there against your bones. Like, it does not feel good.
It's opening up and it wants to be closed.
Yeah.
And so she's like looking around and then she goes, it's under you guys. There's a drawer underneath the thing you sit on in the doctor's office, right under where my feet are straddled. And then she rips open this drawer. The whole table starts shaking. The doctor's like, oh, are you okay? Like, trying to hold the table still. I was like, I'm good. I was trying to stay calm. I was fully about to panic. And then they finally got the thing out. And it was just terrible. Like, this girl had the worst social anxiety to be working in an office where vaginas are looked at.
For some reason, you literally just reminded me. And I don't ever realize this until I'm in the moment, but every time my feet are up on the stirrups, I start to get the feeling that I'm about to cry. The panic sets in. I'm like, I hate this. Like, I'm about to fucking cry. The doctor's going to see me cry. The nurse is going to see me cry.
This is not a discredit or an insult to anybody that's ever been actually sexually assaulted, but I sort of feel molested.
It's really uncomfortable. It's like it's a type of molestation that you are forced to consent to. It's like you know that you need this exam, but you really truly don't want this person touching you here. You just have to, and you're paying them for it, which is like adding insult to injury.
Yes, I paid $90 for that.
Ugh, awful.
It's horrible. And I don't know, dude. I tried to get birth control once. I tried to get the like the IUD. And the doctor literally was, I was crying so hard because it hurt so bad and I was so uncomfortable. And I was like having a panic attack that the doctor refused to put it in. She was like, I don't feel comfortable working on you anymore. You're too upset.
I literally heard a story this morning on TikTok about somebody who had it inserted and the pain was so bad that they ended up spending like 8 hours there because they were like crying and panicking and the doctors didn't know what to do. And they were like on the floor on their hands and knees. Like, it seems scary. I don't know.
It's a lot. And you know what? Honestly,
yeah. I mean, I just feel like stuff isn't supposed to be like shoved into your cervix. It's like there's a point of no more entry after the vagina. Like there's a level of deepness at which I am no longer comfortable for things to go.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't care if you a doctor or what.
A doctor or a dick. There's an end to this cave.
Oh fuck. Well, I feel like that I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all of that. I'm glad that you're back home and that your pussy
is normal.
Safely in its panties and stuff. I'm happy for you.
She's good now.
Good.
All right. I just want to take a second real quick to talk about our sponsors, Yo Kratom. If you're a fan of the show and if you're over the age of 21, I need to tell you about Yo Kratom. It's the home of the $60 kilo.
How much?
$60.
For what?
A full kilo. That's right. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you can be getting it from our newest sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you aren't a fan of Kratom, well, then ignore this ad. The fact that Yo Kratom has high quality Kratom for $60 a kilo has no relevance in your life. But if you are a fan of Kratom, then it's time to stop overpaying and having to go to the corner stores or gas stations one more time. Thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting the show. And if you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the one place where you can find $60 kilos.
You guys, these guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers in the world, and they've created YoKratom.com so that you could buy directly at incredible prices. So do not sleep on this. One last time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
All right, let's get back into the show.
What else is new?
Oh gosh. So much. I don't know. I've been having some trouble sleeping recently. I think it's because like I knew that going back to work was going to be rough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been staying up till like 6 a.m. generally.
Right.
But now that I'm like trying to go to bed at 2 a.m. again, like I'm just fucking tossing and turning for straight 2 hours.
I don't have a regular schedule of sleep anymore. Like, not even saying, like, I go to sleep late all the time or I go to sleep early all the time. It's just some nights I'm in bed at 5 p.m., some nights it's 7, some nights it's 9, some nights it's 4 a.m. There's no, like, it's very strange. It's the first time in my life that I just am waking up whenever and going to sleep whenever.
Yeah, it's like sleep happens, like, when it does.
I think this is how they used to old school sleep. They used to just be, like, walking around, like, they'd be like, you know, I'm tired. And then they just like lay down for a minute.
I'm growing weary and must rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the other night, as I was trying to fall asleep and just tossing and turning, like sometimes I have no problem whatsoever just finding comfort. And then sometimes I'm like, why these? Like, why? I want to sleep on my side. Like, I was just thinking.
Oh, God, the arm issue.
The arms. It's like they're too much sometimes. And it makes me grateful to a certain degree to not have boobs at all. Because like I was just thinking before bed, the thought that literally eased me to sleep was like how nice it would be if I could just like detach my arms, like kind of hang them up next to the bed, like take my eyeballs out, put them in a glass of water, like a glass of cold water.
Ooh.
Just let them rest
back in
there.
Your eyes after they've cooled all night.
Yeah. And like just like pop them back in that they're like so bright and fresh in the morning.
And you can tell if someone didn't water their eyes the night before.
Yeah, you could always tell. You're like, oh bro, you gotta take better care of yourself.
Yeah. You should be watering your eyes.
Yeah, like a whole thing, like even legs, like, I don't know, it'd be nice if I could I like the legs when I'm sleeping because I kind of like too. The feeling of like having a pillow between them, but I feel like it'd be nice, like my feet get cold, if I could just pop my feet off and put them in like a little incubator of some kind, like to keep my feet warm while my eyes are cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be really nice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The thought of the whole thing, it eased me right to sleep, honestly.
Have you ever seen someone make taffy where they throw it on the hook and they yank it and they throw it on the hook and they yank it and they throw it on the hook and they yank it?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if someone did that with your back muscles?
That would be really nice. That'd be really nice.
They taffied your back muscles.
Mm-hmm. But then I encountered a problem because it's like, yes, I definitely want to take my eyes out. I know that. I definitely want to take both arms off. I know that for sure.
The arms, let me tell you right now, I know we're talking shit right now. Arms are a huge issue during sleep. The way that like my shoulders hurt, my arms hurt, there's no way to put them. All night I'm either doing this and I'm on them too much, or they're this way. Or if you're trying to sleep with someone else, someone's arms always got to be on top or underneath or on the side of someone. It's weird for cuddling. It's weird for sleeping by yourself. It doesn't fit under your pillow right. It falls asleep if you put the head on it is the most comfortable, just to lay your head on your forearm. But then it falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no
way to spread them out, but like then sometimes they're just not at the right height. You need another pillow. It's just fucking wrong.
Sometimes it feels the best hanging off of the bed, but then that feels scary.
Oh, it's definitely scary. And then also you get a little too much blood flow because it's underneath everything else. And your hand is like this like power sensor. Like you feel like you could throw a fireball across the room with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. But then I ran into a problem and it's like, I'd be an idiot not to point out that like then in my perfect world, I wake up in the morning and how the fuck do I get my arms back on? I don't have arms to put my arms back on.
Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night, your arms are asleep and you're like this, trying to get them to wake up?
Yeah, no, I do a shoulder shimmy because like it hurts to move a body part that's asleep. So I got to move the closest thing to it.
Oh no, I'd be flopping my arm and smacking myself in the face with it. I have no control over it. I kind of think it's fun.
Oh, I don't like the feeling of like moving a limb that is asleep. So I just jiggle the stuff around it.
I like to move it because it feels so weird. You can feel the weight of it, but not it actually.
Yeah, kind of. I know
like
what you
my
mean.
Hand feels like I can feel it with my other hand. It's there. But if I smack myself in the face with it, it feels like a strange thing I don't know hitting me.
Did you know that like amputees or whatever, they like can still feel the rest of their arm, like from their head sometimes, like phantom limbs?
Yes. Yeah, so they get like itches and stuff. Like the people with no feet, they're like toes itch.
A toe itch that you could never scratch. Honestly, I'm sending my love and support out to those people today. That sucks.
Oh, the nerve of a missing leg to still itch.
Like, God damn it. It's not bad enough that I've lost this entire leg, but I feel like I've got a bruised knee that's not even there. Like,
Fuck that.
Hold on. I got to close the window. Somebody has the fucking nerve to be mowing that goddamn lawn outside. Christ on a
cross.
What
are you, fucking 2 feet away from your window?
Yeah, I truly am.
You're like, I got to go take a walk down the block to shut my window.
But yeah, so then, yeah, my big issue with this is that like, it'd be very difficult to put your limbs back on in the morning if you've taken your arms off at night. So I abandoned the whole idea. I have to close the other window. Fuck.
Oh, it would have been so funny if you didn't get up again and it just closed again.
I'm back.
Thank you. So yeah, sleeping sucks. It's weird. You know what's really fucked up and weird that happens to me? Do you get callbacks in your dreams?
Only. We've talked about this. I've had the same dreams, but like slightly different. Like they're always calling back to earlier dreams.
I had a dream last night, and you know, I'm always every dream I have, I'm at the beach, and it's usually with the same few people and it's the same beach, and I go there every single night, and it's been happening for like 5 years. But I'm getting, okay, two weird things happen in my dreams. I'm getting callbacks like last night, okay, like literally like probably months ago, I had a dream that I was trying to hide something in a wall at the beach. I was trying to hide like letters, and there's this rock wall, and I was pulling the rocks out and stuffing the paper towels with words in them and putting the rocks back in. And then last night I was walking with someone on a beach and a rock fell out of the thing and a note came out. And I remembered in my dream, my other dream.
Mm-hmm. This happens to me all the time, but that's a really, like, I like the way the plot moved forward for you. Like you hid something and then months to a year later, you found it. Yes. I like that.
It's like, have you seen The Good Place? You know, when she's leaving notes in their mouths so she can remember later. Mm-hmm. I feel like Dream Me is trying to remind other Dream Me about previous dreams.
Were you able to read the note in the dream?
No, there was just like, it would look like if you write a note with permanent marker on a paper towel and then it gets wet.
Did you get a feeling about what the note said when you looked at it? Like, did it feel
It felt like me trying to tell me something, but I couldn't read it.
Frustrating, bro.
Yeah, it was all blurry. That happened. And then this other really weird thing that I can't explain happens. And it has happened to me since I was a kid. And I don't know how to explain it. But basically, my dreams are psychic in a way for real life. Like, okay, like I'll be having a dream, right? I'll be having a dream that we're driving down the road and very far away. This is just an example. And really far away, I see a semi coming, right? And then it comes. And then when it gets close, it almost hits us. So it honks, right? Or it's like trying to avoid us. And we're like, is it going to hit us? And last minute it honks and goes to get out of the way. In real life, the TV will make that sound. That will be what my dream is. But it makes the sound even though my dream is leading up to that moment. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Like, yes. I'll be dreaming that a truck is coming, then I'll hear, and I'll wake up, and it'll be Grey's Anatomy with a horn honking. But right. I'm like, how did that horn honk, and how did my dream previously know that that was going to happen?
There's this really cool movie / book called John Dies at the End that addresses that concept, like the idea of, like, lots of people, like, wake up to an alarm and like right before they actually wake up, like something was happening in their dream that made sense with the alarm.
Yes.
But the dream started like 2 minutes before the alarm went off and it all led up to that moment that the alarm was going to go off. And how did
that
your brain
happens
know
to me all the time?
How
and
in
it'll
the
be
world
specific
did your brain...
it'll be I'll see my mom walking towards me and I'll hear her go, Kim, and then it's really her saying it. But how did I know in my dream that she was going to say that? Why did I have her walking up to me in the dream?
I don't know. I do not know the answer to it. It's freaky.
It happens to me all the time.
Mm.
Does it happen to you?
Yes. Well, actually, no. That does not happen to me, to be
that
honest with you.
That is crazy.
I have a lot of weird dream things, but I don't usually have real things from the world bleeding into my dreams.
That's crazy.
Like sounds and things that are actually happening around my sleeping body. That's never happened to me, but I know that it's common because I know that a lot of people have like that happen with their alarm in the morning.
I don't know what to tell you. That's being psychic.
Yeah. I mean, it feels that way, but I honestly like the older I get, the more I feel like we all kind of do have a little bit of psychic ability and like
right.
The idea that you don't and that stuff is stupid is literally like a mechanism to get you to not listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's definitely there. Like we're connected to this shit. I don't know if I trip too much, but it's all true.
Yeah, almost every time I've had like a really heavy trip, the things that I've like, you know how you learn something every trip? My lesson every single time is that every single like atom and molecule is the same thing as every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same lesson I see every time. Every time I trip, if I close my eyes, I'll see like, if I close my eyes and I look at this microphone, I'll see this microphone, but it will become everything that's ever existed, like right in front of me, like rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like that.
Yeah. It's definitely true. I've had like a couple weird psychic things happen recently. I told you about this, but I was talking to somebody and I was, I got this weird sense of being like, I wonder what this person's birthday is, because I feel like it's going to be June 15th, which is my grandmother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I just have this weird sense that it's going to be that date.
That's weird.
I'm just going to ask. And then I was like, hey, when's your birthday? And it turned out to be my other grandmother's birthday.
Oh, that's weird.
So it wasn't the grandmother that I was thinking of, but it was literally my other grandmother's birthday. Isn't
like
that
you
really
were close.
Strange?
Like you were close.
Like, Like, I was so close that I was like, that counts as being psychic. I don't know what to say. That's two dates out of the year, and I just picked the wrong one.
You know what I do a lot? A lot of times things will happen. This has happened to me twice recently. I watched, me and the guy I'm dating watched like a bunch of clips of, remember Kimbo Slice, the fighter? Mm-hmm. He was like the street fighter, and he would fight, like he would do like street fights, and like he got like big on YouTube doing that. And we were watching a bunch of his videos, and then the next day on Twitter, it was trending, happy birthday, Kimbo Slice. And I was like, so weird that the day, and for me, a lot of the times it'll be the day before. I'll do something the day before and then the next day. And then like, I think not today, I think yesterday we were watching a Tupac documentary or something like that. And today's his birthday. And I was like, how do I always do that. It'll be like the day before.
Also, do you remember when we were sitting in the Waffle House, whatever that waffle place in LA mm-hmm. on New Year's morning, you had that, like you had a situation going on and you were trying to decide like if you should reach out to somebody and say something. Uh-huh. And we literally like looked up and the word, like whatever word was in front of us was like the exact word. And then like the waitress came over to us and said something that was like the exact answer to what we needed.
I remember what it was. It was literally, I was in a fight with Lewis. I got into a fight with Lewis and it was saying something like, you said something to me. You were like, you just need to, you said something like something along the lines of like, sometimes you just need to give in, or, you know, you were like, you sometimes you just need to be easy and be like, whatever. And then like the coffee machine in front of us is like, just be easy. Like it said it on the thing. Like it was like that. And I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, should I apologize? And you were like, I don't know. You should do whatever you think you should do. And then right then I remember it was Siri. I sat on my phone and Siri said, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. You should say it again. And she literally said the words, I'm sorry. You should say it again.
You should say it again. We were like, holy shit. Like this couldn't be easier to listen to the universe right now. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. It was crazy. So yeah, weird things like that happen all the time.
But I think I think that you have a decision to be like, am I going to ignore this and just pretend that it's not happening and that it's not real? Or like, can I give it some credit and like see where it takes me? And whether or not it's real or not, I think it's worthwhile to give those things some credit because they could make you think differently, you know?
Honestly, and I think the more credit you give it, the more often you notice it.
Yes. And the more true it becomes.
And sometimes I think I've had moments where I've thought about it and I've been like, that's so weird. I feel like it's real. And I've had moments that like, they were so spot on that they scared me. Like they made the hairs on my arm stand up on the ends. Mm-hmm. Like weird, weird, weird things. Like that day I was like, that's weird.
That one kind of freaks me out a little. I remember we both got goosebumps. We were like, what was that? What?
Like it was like right on the, it was weird.
Yeah. It was so quickly. It all happened in like 5 seconds. It was just too perfect timing. Like the timing doesn't work out like that. I don't know.
I know. It's so crazy.
Huh. It's a strange world, Kimberly.
I know. It's a lot. I'm trying to think of other weird things that have happened. When me and Emily, you remember Emily? She came on our podcast. You know Emily.
Do I remember Emily?
Sweet angel Emily.
Oh my God, I aspire to be Emily. I don't know what to say. I love Emily's her.
So cute. I don't know what else to say. She's so just cute.
Like, I just feel like there's not many Emilys out there. Like you just get the vibe that like, okay,
Emily's
this is
like
fucking
what you describe when you're like, she's the perfect girl. You know,
like
when you say
I met an
perfect
angel, like you're talking about Emily.
The first thing I ever thought when I saw Emily was that she was an angel. Isn't that weird? Me being completely straight, this girl shows up to my work and she walks in and I literally like gasped. I was like,
she actually might be an angel. I feel like Emily's just got like a spiritual aura around her that like makes people just want to get to know her and like her. She's great.
She might literally be an angel from heaven on earth.
Yes.
She might be an angel. And I literally gasped when I remember this girl was training her, this really mean girl.
Hold on. If you guys don't know who Emily is, I just have to cut you off. Go back and listen to our episode called The Shit Cave, because it's honestly my favorite episode of this entire podcast. And it was when Emily was our guest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good story about a really bad mushroom trip we had.
Really good story.
But yeah, I remember when someone was training Emily, like they were mean to her. And I remember it was the first day she was working there. And I was like, don't yell at her. And she like looked over at me and she was like, what? And I was like, you are an angel. No one should yell at you. I literally told her. I'm like, no one should ever yell at you. You're so cute.
I love that.
I love her. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what I was getting to.
It was, you were definitely going to talk about like another one of those psychic moments. I'm sorry that I cut you off.
I don't remember. Anyways.
With Emily.
Anyways, Emily is perfect and we love her.
Anyways, she's an angel and she could do no wrong.
Never. But yeah, should be crazy in the psychic world. I've been on witch talk a lot.
Witch talk is, you know, I'm trying to like get to know what type of person I am by what my for you page is.
I don't think I'm witch talk.
Me either, but like it's interesting to see what TikTok is feeding you. Mm-hmm. Because like I liked this one video of like this little squirrel falling into a swimming pool and a person helping them out. And now TikTok just thinks that I like drowning animals. I swear to God, every other video is like an animal drowning and somebody going to save it. And I'm like, enough is enough. Like,
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. And I've noticed like you have to be kind of careful about liking videos like parents talking about like their deceased children and everything. Like if you give away too much sympathy on TikTok and you like too many people's sympathetic videos,
it comes back to bite you in the ass.
Every video is just this fucking depressed person telling you how awful their life is. And you're
like, what videos I'm done with? I'm done with the videos where they're like holding something and there's nothing in them. And then the next video is like the child that they used to hold that's dead now.
Yes, and I made the mistake of liking too many of those at first because I was like, oh, that's sweet. That's so sad. And now TikTok just thinks I love fucking mourning and like...
Me too. All I get is TikTok is my new death. All it is death and racism. It's crazy.
It's not good. If you support, like, if you like a lot of the Black Lives Matter posts, your page will just turn into an entire, like, political situation.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm definitely supposed to like this post, but I don't know what to do here.
My mom's algorithm is so bad on TikTok. It's so unfunny. You can tell she likes really unfunny videos because the videos that come up are like the humor. Did we talk about this last week? Like the humor she likes is just someone dancing. Like she just
likes talk about
guy this? That was like this, like just dance, not even like cool dancing, like coordinated dancing, like just being goofy.
Just like freestyling all goofy.
It makes me sick.
Yeah. That's mom TikTok right there.
Mom TikTok.
But, yeah.
I think we should call it.
Sista. All right, sis.
Call it on the talk. If you're on the talk, get on and follow us right now.
Yeah. I got to start posting videos.
Yeah.
It's coming that time.
It's about time. It's time for that. But you guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on TikTok and Instagram at Kim Congdon. And Alex Scott, what about you, my baby girl?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. Also, check out gasdigitalnetwork.com where you could enter promo code topics, TOPIX, and get a 2-week free trial. You'll get every single episode we've ever recorded, including Emily's episode, which I very much recommend.
As well as
every episode of every other show on Gas Digital Network. So, I mean, honestly, it's a fucking deal. Even if you just take the 2-week free trial, check out what we've got. It's totally worth it. I advise you to do so right now.
All right. Perfect. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.